This is a HeadGum Original.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
You guys like smart food? Do you ever fuck with smart food?
The popcorn.
Easy.
I'm serious.
I know.
I just make my own popcorn.
You make your own popcorn?
Yeah. Turn down the
door.
Absolutely, Marie.
Sax.
Getting things started, full steam ahead. Tuesday morn, we've got Justin Linville on the horn.
Clap, clap, clap.
Thank you.
New York-based comedian. Everyone that I know knows you and loves you, Justin. So I had to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Known for this country, known for what we do in the shadows, known for improv galore. And did I mention crashing?
No, you didn't mention crashing, and not everybody does mention crashing, so thank you.
You were in that.
I was in
background,
that.
But still.
That was not background.
He had lines for sure.
That was a speaking role.
I also
role
called Welcome to Flatch This Country, which was the working title of it, wasn't it?
It was the working title, but for some reason they changed it for reasons beyond my knowledge.
I still call it This Country because my friend worked in casting on it, and she calls it This Country still.
I like This Country more, but hey, that's just me. All right, that's just me.
Wow.
That's just breaking. Me.
That's just me.
You should just have your finger over that sound effect. The delayed bomb drop. Right. Be as quick with the bomb as you are with that one.
The problem is there's a delay on the bomb drop. So when I click it, it already is like two beats and then it drops.
Do you upload these sounds yourselves? Yeah.
I could.
It does have quite an effect, though. I like, because it's like, it's a two-part sort of effect, which is like, mouth agape, wait 1 second, and then the bomb drop.
Yeah. And then with us as never before is Marika Brownlee on the sax and Jake Hurwitz on the facts.
Good.
I posted to my Instagram story John Villa on the facts, and everybody was like, I always thought it was facts, F-A-X.
I did as well.
Yeah, and it is definitely the way I said it, but it's always been facts.
To you? Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Major key alert. Domestic travel is just as important as international. I'm in New York for the week. We're doing this live show on Friday, and I've had unbelievable experiences thus far. And this one's going to be another one.
This recording?
Yes.
Giving yourself the applause. Low.
Justin, how are you? What have you been up to recently? What are you excited about in life? What are you passionate for?
These are a lot of big questions. Recently, I don't know. I just sort of just been like, what? I had a birthday party. Small birthday party, watched the Muppet movie. That was fun.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. It was an early birthday party, so it's actually my birthday's next week.
Wow.
So
happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But yeah, what else have I been into? I don't know. This is sort of, I wish I knew that the question was coming because I would have prepared a beautiful.
The two very different questions. What have you been up to and what are you passionate for? it assumes that you've only been up to your passion this past week, which
Sorry,
would, I guess,
said,
be the Muppet movie.
Of?
What am I passionate of? Passionate of heart, passionate of mind, passionate of body and soul.
It just sort of kind of fit what you were saying, I feel like.
But do you load these in? How many cues do you have here?
He has too many, and he's a little trigger happy with them. Now he's sharing. Yeah.
Okay, it's a website.
All of the ads. There are like apps that do this.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm getting a virus as we press these buttons.
It's also, I can, because of the cookies, I just know exactly what your searches are. I can, the ads are so veggie targeted chips, to you. Veggie chips and Pottery chance. Barn.
Yeah.
Etsy fashion.
Yeah. Diffusing oils. No, yeah, but Justin, you're passionate of...
Passionate of... I'm trying to think of something I did in the past week. Passionate of body, mind, soul. Passionate... This might be something... you know, there's a Winnie the Pooh musical coming out on Broadway.
They're really... I think it's off-Broadway, but
Off-Broadway.
theater row.
They were looking to cast a Christopher Robin, and they're looking specifically for, like, 12-year-olds. And I remember I told my agent about this, and I was like, can I audition for this? And he was like, that might be fun. And then he, like, went back, and they're like, no, they're really looking for, like, a 12-year-old. And I was like, can I still audition?
Give me the sides.
Give me the sides. Let me do Christopher Robin, please.
I love Winnie the Pooh. I do kind of want to see that. I know it's for children. I really do. But I just want to understand what's going on in there.
They're all the good ones are for children. That's like what that's what all the stories are. It's Disney. It's Pixar. Those are the goats. They're all for children, but that's fine. Adults can enjoy them. I wept like a baby at Moana, and that's okay. That's normal. I wasn't going through other shit. It was just the beauty of the story.
I would have just
gonna
given
break
that
your
applause.
Computer next time I see you.
That's my new favorite sound.
It's clear.
It's so rude.
But yeah, Muppet movies also for kids. That's a good one. That's for kids. Kids and adults, you know.
All ages. Oh, Over the Garden Wall technically could be for kids, but unbelievably, I think it's George Saba, and I think it's a perfect piece of media.
It's great. It's really fantastic.
Good. Yeah.
Wait, I've never even heard of it. What is it?
Can you not bring this sour to the show today? I think we need to get the energy up.
It was a curiosity. It's something you said was the best piece of media.
Here
this
we go.
This is a section where you want us to wax. You want us to have discourse.
I didn't say we were
I ask
just
a question about something. The audience might be asking that question.
Through.
They might be curious.
Power through.
And I'm getting fucking harangued by the Russian national
It's a
anthem.
Cartoon. It's like spooky. It's an hour long. It's on HBO. You should watch it. It's good.
It's very Halloween-y. It's there's good music.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm the highwayman.
It's kind of like Adventureland adjacent feeling in terms of tone.
Or Adventure Time adjacent.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Not the movie Adventureland.
I was into it.
As a Breaking Christmas story.
Like, and how could a cartoon about Halloween on HBO be adjacent to Adventureland? But I was there for it. was the first time I was kind of convinced to actually watch it. I was being
also my
up
computer background is the treehouse from Adventure Time, so that's sad for me.
Yeah,
that is not sad for you. Not sad for you. No, none of this being hard on yourself stuff. Okay.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I asked
that's
Justin
the major. That's
the
major key alert of the day.
Yeah, that's something you can be passionate about. Actually,
I asked Justin if he had any questions about the show or if he had listened to it, and he's like, "I listened to the last few video episodes, and today none of this being hard on yourself stuff." I'm not ever hard on myself. I'm the first person to like really pat myself on the back for doing a good job here. Mm. It's all these coworkers of mine that spew poison at me for effort.
Sure.
Yeah. You're right.
So I'm having the podcast thing where you're or being on a podcast where you listen to and you kind of know some dynamics of the host and you know, I'm sort of just like laughing at everybody.
Damn it. Was that a mistake? Do you like click the wrong button or do you just like it feels almost like the applause is just your cancel it out. Like you started something, you didn't want it. You're like hit the applause, it'll be over.
Don't make is that, that claw at him.
Okay.
Can I also, I want to describe this, the, can you share screen again? Because I think the audio listeners might want to know what exactly you were looking at during this entire podcast.
Yeah, the video listeners, this is going to be on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Drama. So basically I have these, I have these buttons and then like they correspond to different sounds and, sorry.
God, the plan.
It's a series of.
Why won't you die?
What? Oh, you want to know what?
Why won't you die?
That's a fucking
one. And then there's, you know, any breaking news, etc. Now I kind of have to say something. Kyrie Irving still refusing the vaccine has come out yesterday, I think, saying that he won't even consider getting it this season.
Then you just. Well, you know, you should play that the NBA draft one again. That one, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good intro and outro to like a piece of gossip, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. NBA gossip.
What's eat ass yell? Oh, I will eat you.
Eat your ass.
All right.
Also, spoilers for, I assume, the later part of the episodes. Jeff has four tabs open that say microwave sound.
All right, that's enough. And that is absolutely enough.
Oh, no.
I forget that you can see all of that. So this brings us to the wax portion of the afternoon.
I thought we were already waxing.
What were we doing?
We were waxing, but now it's the official wax. Now it's the official wax. Now we just kind of get into anything that we're thinking of.
That was the pre-wax. Now we're into the wax.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly right.
Okay.
Is a much nicer explanation.
Justin, we don't really know each other at all. We were Twitter mutuals, but I knew of you. I know Holmes. I know Taylor Ortega. They all sing your praises. Jake's wife knows of you.
Oh, cool.
Everybody I know knows you.
No, okay. My wife knows of you. Can you fucking believe that? Jake's wife actually knows of you and knows what you're passionate of. Also, wait,
is that how it was phrased?
Nice. Yeah. Oh my god, so loud. I was making fun of you, so you interrupted me with the soundboard, right?
Yes, I didn't like what you were saying.
Can I ask, is the phrasing, Jake, I don't know your wife, but is the phrasing, I know of this person, is that a Jeffrey James editorializing, or is that how she talks?
I think it's because my wife works in the TV and film industry, so him saying that is like saying that you are a credible performer.
Okay.
That's what I think it is. Is that correct, Jeff?
Yes. That's correct, but it's also that just I feel like I kept circling Justin, and so this is kind of us finally you know, ships passing the night, obviously, and then finally like we docked and now we get to go to all the pirate bars and, you know, hire a wench. Oh my God. And be drunken on rum and be merry.
So you went from being like pirate bars to just actually being pirates.
Yes, yes.
And we'll bury our booty.
A pirate's life for Lynn, Bill.
Nice.
Oh, fuck me.
If this is just a comment, but my brother's name is Jeremy Linville, and like Jeremy Lin, the basketball player.
It's like a city named after Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right. That's just a fun fact.
That would have been good.
Yeah, that would have been the time.
Nothing from Marika for the better part of 5 minutes, right?
I'm the only one that actually knows Justin. So yes, I was letting everyone else.
For 5 years.
Letting everyone else get their stories out of the way.
Do you have a story to tell?
I do have a good story about Justin. I remember one time you flew to Texas.
I'm sorry, we do have to move on. I'm so sorry. 15 minutes in before Justin checked his phone. That's pretty good. That means the episode's going well. Welcome to Bond of the Week.
Oh my God.
How are we still doing
to the last
this?
3 weeks.
I said every week until the next Bond is cast.
Wait a second.
You said until the next Bond comes out.
Wait, was that the wax? That was the wax.
You cut it off mid-wax.
See, I'm antagonized for not speaking, and then when I try to speak, I'm cut off.
Well, 15 minutes. We have a lot to get to today.
Yeah.
Who are you guys' Bonds of the Week?
Let me pull up my list again.
I'm supposed to guess who the next Bond is going to be?
I guess just who your pick would be this week.
Okay. It's Robert Pattinson for me, dog.
Yeah.
All day.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good? It's actually perfect. Did you see Tenet? He's back. He's better than ever.
Back.
Tenet. Yeah. Tenet.
I loved Tenet. I thought it was incredible. I didn't understand a fucking second of it, and it didn't
matter.
Nobody did.
Tenet's vibes only.
No one understands any movie. So you might as well just give yourself over to not getting it at all. And it's a beautiful film. And Pattinson could absolutely be Bond because he's still smoldering and he's got that swagger. He's got that charm. He's the man. He's British to boot. It's game over for you. You don't have another Bond. Maybe.
For me?
Maybe. When you guys said Dev Patel, you were on to something because I dug that one. That was solid.
Yeah. Who's yours, Jeff?
It's hard because like now somebody mentioned me on Twitter saying that Pierce Brosnan's Irish. So that, you know, they could be Irish.
Mm,
I don't think that we can have an American Bond. But let's go Andrew Scott, hot priest from Fleabag.
Are you serious?
No.
No.
Awful choice.
Fine. Then Maria
Doyle
Kennedy. Was he?
Who? Yeah.
Let's go Colin O'Donoghue.
You're not even thinking anymore. You're just on.
Is that the Captain Hook from Once Upon a Time?
That is.
Nice.
He's pretty handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched that show.
Justin?
I would like to see a Richard Kind James Bond movie.
Oh my God. Isn't he dead?
No. What are you talking about?
I thought he was dead. I think I conflated it with that other guy, Fred, whatever his last name is.
Jesus. Richard Kind?
Yeah, I thought he was gone.
This is all wrong. He has to be British. I thought this guy was dead as well.
He has to be British?
He's
okay.
Like been in things so recently.
Also, I don't think we can leave it on Fred. What's his last name? The name's Fred Willard.
Fred Willard. I'm sorry. I also saw somebody on the street in Echo Park last week who, God, was a dead ringer for Fred Willard. And I was like, no way. No way he faked his own death and is walking to Honey High to get a fucking acai.
I think you should tell people.
Good reference.
I saw Willard.
You should tell people that you did see him and that he did fake his own death.
At Honey High specifically.
Yes. Wait, what is Honey High? Honey High?
It's like a trendy cafe in Echo Park.
Okay.
Yeah. They have good coffee. That's kind of it.
They sell like drinks with mushrooms in them, like
not the drug.
Chaga. The ones, yeah.
Okay, chaga. Okay.
I didn't get my Bond of the Week.
Yeah, no, we're not done. We're not done. Right, I was just right. So far, it's been awesome. So I just was congratulating us on that.
I'm gonna go. Really? Well, okay.
You can piggyback on if you heard the best Bond today.
You just want her to second yours.
I mean, yeah, I don't think she's going to second Richard Kind, right?
Maybe. Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows? Rich.
It's time for a kinder Bond.
A different kind of Bond.
Okay.
That's so stupid. It's just him on the cover with this face.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. No.
God.
Yeah, the classic Richard Kind.
Pick the one next to it with the sweater. The sweater picture. See, to me,
that's good.
No Time to Die.
It's the same title. No, that one's just Time to Die.
Okay. I don't know. Let's go with, for my choice of Bond, I think I will say, okay, this is I'm gonna go Rafe Spall.
Who?
Rafe Spall?
Can we get
a
picture?
Second. Give me a second.
How many letters do I have to say? Okay.
R-A-F-E.
No. Okay.
No. Immediate no.
Yeah, I don't know. He kind of looks like a butterball.
He's too blonde to be Bond. He's too pale. He's, oh my God. Like, some of these photos are just non-starters, Marika.
But like the first two, I mean, he's wearing like a great tux in the first image.
The first two where he's in the tux.
Yeah, but Daniel Craig at any angle looks absolutely divine. Made of stone. Made of absolute gold.
Yeah, sure.
What about,
I don't know,
bringing Brosnan back?
I would be down to bring back Pierce, because Pierce pierced my heart and veil, and he's on a veil for Bond.
I like
that's that
small
industry talk, Justin. You know what I'm talking about, because you book, man. You book.
What did you call it? What do you say?
On being on a veils.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Yes. I love it. Sorry, I was looking up Rafe Spall. I was looking up Rafe Spall, and he might be a good Bond. Who knows?
I stand by my choice. I don't think Bond doesn't have to be good at his job, so he can like be a little incompetent Bond. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, that's not fun. Bond has to be fucking smooth. He has to be a smooth operator.
Yeah.
I want a blustering, sort of foolish Bond. That's kind of my thing. I want Richard Kind to just be late to things.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Briefcase.
Oh. What are you doing? You can't bring a briefcase.
I want the briefcase.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That's pretty good, Richard Kind.
Thank you.
All right, we do have to take a break, but we will be right back after a word from these sponsors. Und wir back.
I hated that.
Yeah. No, it's like a German thing, yeah?
No.
So
I truly
bad.
Fear the audio from on my end for this one's going to be unusable because echoey? I'm hearing an echo.
Yeah, I can almost hear it. I hear it a little bit in the Zoom, so it's going to be bad.
I should have gone in that closet behind you.
It's not a walk-in.
It's a talk-in. Hey. All you need to do is talk into the clothes of the closet.
That's
he's
better.
Searching.
Right. Really? I was I've been muted by the host. This is absurd. We're talking.
No applause for that.
Not for that.
Now I got an alert that says the host would like you to unmute. But I could stay muted. I have the control.
So long.
I'll do it.
Welcome to Justin Linville, just in Sinville. Let's talk about it. Justin, if you went to Vegas, / the last time you went to Vegas, / the next time you go to Vegas, what are you doing? What are you getting up to, man? Everything there stays there. So your options are thereby opened to possibilities of joy.
I've been thinking about this a lot. Because
I don't understand anything he just said.
And then you said, I've been thinking about this a lot.
I think I'm... I think I'm translating Jeff into what would you do in Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm. the question. That's a good start.
And that's the answer is, right. I've been getting into, so I'll preface this by saying I've been taking a singing class. And
for that Christopher Robin part.
Yeah.
Which is why I was like, I want to do Christopher Robin. And then they were like, you are not 12.
But I can sing.
But can sing, or am trying to sing. But I was working on the song Donkashane by Wayne Newton. And I don't know if you know anything about Wayne Newton, but he is like, he basically wrote and performed the song Donkashane at 21 and is still in Las Vegas performing today. And he's 80 years old. And I would love, and also the crazy Wayne Newton thing is he is an Arabian horse breeder. So he has an estate where he has bred over 700 Arabian horses in the sort of lifetime of this estate.
Oh my God.
And
for sale or to have?
Near Las Vegas.
For sale. Near Las Vegas. So
it's like hacks.
It's like hacks. It is. His estate is a museum. And a living museum. So he's living in this estate and it's also a museum, I think.
Utterly ridiculous. Sorry, redonkulous. Sorry, Marika.
So I would fly into Las Vegas and then go visit Wayne Newton's estate, wherever it is. It's called Casa Shenandoah.
Damn.
Casa Shenandoah?
Casa Shenandoah. It's cool. Crazy.
It relates to nothing. He just wanted to call it Shenandoah.
So it's like blending Spanish and Native American languages, yeah. Right?
Yes. And cool. He also, there's some stuff where he sort of claims to have some ancestry that's not quite proven. There's a lot in the Wayne Newton sort of wormhole that I've went down. but that or Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Well, you have a whole weekend.
That's the level of debauchery I think I'm up for these days.
That and the Wolfgang Puck buffet. Cool. Well, that's
the problem with
I
that
needed.
One is just that there's like, yeah, there's enough silent. Okay, sure.
That's all I needed. Unless you want to add anything, Justin.
No, I'm great. Thank you.
You're an asshole.
We should say that Jake was 10 minutes late and also texted us 40 minutes prior saying, I have a hard out at 11. And now he's absolutely. Dancing like he doesn't have a hard out.
It's actually 10:45 that I have to get going.
Are you kidding?
No. Yes, I am.
Is that Micah's fleece or do you have the same one as him?
He has the same one as me.
And doesn't Marty also have one?
Yes, but not the exact same. Micah got the literal exact same fleece as me.
I do think I have a photo of both of you wearing it.
Yes. Yeah. We often wear the same clothes because, okay.
No, you can keep talking over it. We can mix it.
Can we?
It doesn't matter.
I know he can talk over it, but.
You can't talk over that part, right?
I know he can.
You encouraged us to keep talking.
Finish the story about the quarter zips.
Me? Yeah. Justin had a story as well, it seemed.
Oh, Justin, what's up?
I was just saying that I know that Jake can talk over that, but should he talk over that?
Okay. Well, that brings us to our next segment. Microwave or it's micro, babe?
What are the rules?
The rules are thus.
You always pause like you want us to like fucking clap when you hear the name of a
that
segment.
That would be great.
I'm always met with stunned silence. I've never ever heard anyone be like, oh, tight. Yes. Clap, clap, clap.
I think there's
clap.
Been
good
one time
name.
That in almost 2 years that Marika was like, okay, this is going to be fun. And I don't even remember which one it was, but yeah.
I was excited.
Yeah.
I love right, Jeopardy.
So I'm going to play a sound and you have to attribute it to a microwave or someone explaining away their micropenis.
Explaining away, then it wouldn't be it's micro babe,
because that would explain away.
That would be
come
confessing.
Explain away, come explain away, come explain away this pain.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I can't imagine any of this not being clear.
I'm just curious. The explain away part, I don't know if you can necessarily explain it away rather than like contextualize it, right? You can sort of say like, hey, just so you know, I have a micro penis, you know. I don't know if people are saying
awful explain face.
Yeah.
Whatever, we'll play the game. But I'm just curious about explaining away.
Well, we'll get into it. We'll get into it. Let's see.
Okay.
It gets bigger. I think I'm just a little nervous.
Oh my god.
Explaining away.
That's also your voice.
That's correct. Again, this is for actual cash. Marika, you just won $100. It's $100 for every right answer, $100 owed to me for every wrong answer. And here's the next one.
Excuse me. Sorry if this is a weird ask, but can you put some of these Durexes in like a Magnum box so that it, yeah, no? Okay.
Your place is echoey.
That was explaining away.
Correct. All right.
Microwave.
That's absolutely correct. I'm out $300. You guys are all up. This is horrible to me, but here we go.
Microwave.
That was a trick question, Marika.
It didn't sound like a microwave.
Breaking even. That was a Ford Ranger.
What year?
That was like 2004.
Yeah.
But it was in horrible condition.
Right.
Yeah.
Needs a new fan belt.
It is what it is.
It's not explaining it away. That's confessing that you have a micro penis. It's coming.
I'll give you that one.
It's your come to Jesus moment.
Yeah.
It's never going to get bigger.
Jake is in the lead with $200. By the way, it's winner takes all. So here we go.
Is that a microwave with like metal in it?
It's just really peaking microwave file. Back up to $100. Here we go.
Oh, it's so loud.
Awful to hear. Microwave.
Well, let's hear it out.
Oh.
That's correct, though. Marika is tied with Jake for $200.
Why did you want to finish the sound clip? She got it.
I have a pimple. And I know you guys are thinking about it.
I can't see it.
I have a stress pimple because of the show.
Yeah, that's a bad time to get it.
I know. But I got some cover up, Justin.
Great.
Here we go. Last one.
I have a micro penis. So if that's a deal breaker, all cards on the table and you're gone.
Again, so, not explaining away.
Owning
correct.
It. Yeah.
But Marika wins $300. This is beyond fucked.
Also, I feel like I should have gotten a prize for guessing all of those hair dryers, which was way harder.
Yeah, that was
incredible.
Yeah,
but I didn't have money at that point.
That didn't make any sense that you
gave
that.
It all to Pyle.
Yeah.
Can I also say, none of those are necessarily the way you should. If you have a micro penis, I wouldn't necessarily explain it away in any of those ways. I'd maybe just sort of try to have a sort of frank conversation with your partner about it versus saying, if this is a deal breaker, we're done.
I would be like, well, the thing is, you're really big. So my penis is actually normal.
That's
I would convince
horrible.
Them that they're a giant.
Are you going to do some sort of...
Wow.
Yep.
This is hard because I only had a thou. And I'm in New York, so obviously having to spend money.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I received it. Thank you.
Fuck me. That we have one face. More segment. I just have to mentally get there. Also, 1 second.
Oh, such an infuriating sound, because it gets louder and louder. Okay.
I didn't mean to press that. I'm sorry. All right, here we go. Last game. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. EA Sports. It's in the game.
I ran out of intro music, so we're just going to use that. Welcome to 2 Questions. Have you guys played 20 Questions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is 2 Questions. So you get it. 2 to narrow it down.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Marika, you're up first. I've got it. I've got something in mind. Start asking.
Is it food?
No.
Is it an animal?
No, it was Dockers. Justin, you're up. I've got it.
It's bigger than a bread box.
Yes.
Is it living?
I might have to give you that one. It's haute couture.
Is that a...
Which is, in a way, life itself.
Okay. Wait, what is haute couture?
Haute couture is like high fashion, I think.
Okay.
Mm.
It's like whatever the opposite of off the rack is.
Okay. And I got that, right?
Yeah, I'll give you that one. I'll give you okay. that one.
It's bigger than a bread box, and it's maybe living.
What is haute couture if it's not alive and adapting for the times?
Sorry, Jake, ever evolving. Let's stick to the game.
Much like Daniel Radcliffe in the role of Bond. What do you guys think?
It's fun.
That would be, yeah, it'd be
that's
fun.
That's fun. I could see it.
To go from miracle workers to that would be the best turn ever. All right, Jake. Got it.
Is it sauce?
It's not.
Is it Colin Jost?
Oh, it's not. I wish that it had been. It was algae.
What?
It was algae.
No. Kind of the
Allie
combination.
G. In the house.
Feels like right, the combination. Combination of algae and Colin Jost. Or wait, sauce and Colin Jost. Sauce and Colin Jost, you get algae.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Is it Sacha Baron Cohen?
No.
Is it smaller than a bread box?
It is, but that's it. That's your 2 questions. It was throat culture.
Wait a second. Don't you get to guess?
Yeah.
Don't you get to do 2 questions and then guess?
Throat couture. Yeah.
Throat couture.
My heart out is now. I'm
just saying that because you want to get out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You do get to guess. I forgot about that.
Okay.
Yeah. And throat couture is when you wear Prada runway outfits to get strep B checked out. Here we go. Back to Justin. This one's a real tricky one.
Okay, is it... I'll go with bigger than a bread box.
It's almost more ethereal.
It's not... You can't answer that way.
Well, there's only 2 no. questions. How the fuck are you guys supposed to get these?
And is it,
yeah, exactly.
Okay. My second question is it almost more ethereal or is it more ethereal? Like
it's more ethereal.
It's more ethereal. Okay.
Now your guess.
Is it speeding in a car?
I might have to give you that one.
What is it?
It was wretched ways of thought.
Wow. It's close.
It's kind of close enough for 2 questions. I'll give you that one.
Sure.
And we'll wrap it up with Hurwitz. Last one.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Ideally not.
Can you eat it?
You can consume
it's a micro penis.
Things. I'll give you that one. It's a UTI.
And you were starting it with you can consume things.
Game over.
Plugs.
Wow.
Justin, what do you have going on? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is yours. Go. Social media, projects, Flatch, etc.
Sure, yeah. I'm at Justin M. Linville on social media. I'm on a show called Welcome to Flatch that's coming out, looks like March 2022, so it'll be a little while. And then I have a podcast called Maya and Justin's Excellent Week, which you do every other week, my friend Maya Sharma.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. So yeah, definitely listen to it. What's a good episode for people to listen to for the first time?
We're coming out with new episodes like starting next week on Planet Scum, which is a digital comedy network. So probably that first one, which will be on October 25th, 8 p.m.
Hell yeah. So that'll be also 3 days after this comes out.
3 days. And I've decided that scarves are in. I like this little thin scarf. So I just want to say scarves are back.
Scarves are back.
Scarves are back. And just a little scarf. You can tie it up.
Oh, you know what?
Want.
Yeah.
Yeah, just sort of, you can do it in that. And I think this
that
is
that is pretty fire.
Yeah.
Jeff's eyes just lit the fuck up.
No, because now I have a new style option.
Yes. Yeah. Scarves and pocket squares and ascots.
Mm. Ascots are crazy.
Ascots are basc-gots.
They are so, basc-gots.
I won't do a plug. Yeah, I won't do
a plug.
Yeah,
no plug.
Yeah,
in fact,
I won't do
your
one.
Heart out is now. Get out of here.
Yeah. That makes sense. All right, cool. Bye, everybody. Thanks so much.
Marika, plugs.
Well, this comes out on the 22nd, so if you're listening on the 22nd, yeah, you should still come to HeadGum Live on the 23rd, see Gabrus's Power Hour with the Doughboys and Adam Pally and Allison Leiby. I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but it'll
be great.
I
think it's Leiby, right?
I don't know. We'll find out on Saturday. So come to that. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at Marie Kalon.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. And yes, this comes out on Friday, the 22nd. So if you are in the tri-state area or anywhere within train or driving distance and want to come to the HeadGum Podcast live show, it is at 7 p.m. Gramercy Theater. Tickets still available at headgum.com/live. But if not, we'll see you guys again next week. Justin, thanks so much for doing the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We'll catch you on the flip. Diesel? Haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, you haven't.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.